This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is this our Valley Center
this
coach
is Rob
right here?
Gilster, yeah, the head coach of Valley Center. So
come over here, sir.
Take a little break in our countdown. Mr. Gilster, how are you today? Good deal. Grab a spot. We appreciate you dropping by. Getting ready for tonight's big playoff game. Here he is, Rob Gilster, the head coach, Valley Center. And Jaguars come to Oceanside. Did you have any trouble finding the school?
No.
Because I did. I'm trying to find somebody else I can be in tandem with.
No, I've lived in Southern California for a long
so
time.
So have I!
You're in trouble. Yeah, it is. It is a quirky place to get to.
I don't know. I didn't make it.
Yeah, we come in the back way, 76.
Gotcha. All right. You excited about the playoff time every year, I'm sure. You've been doing this a long time, but I imagine this is kind of the time of year you look forward to the most.
Sure, yeah. Your goals are always to win a championship, you know, and it's a CIF championship or a state championship. So you want to play, as long as they're teeing it up on Friday night, you want to be one of the teams playing. So it's that time of year where you win and you keep playing, or you win or you lose and you put your gear away, and that's never any fun, but that's the way, you know, the playoffs are set up.
Coach Gilster, you guys come in 6-4 on the year. You're on the road, round one of the playoffs. You guys coming off a good win. What is the keys for tonight going up against this El Camino team?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be an adjustment because they've got more speed and probably a little bit more size than we've seen here in the last few weeks. Earlier in the year, we played Ranch Monarto, we played La Costa Canyon, we played Otay Ranch, which we kind of compare El Camino to. So we were able to compete against those schools. We beat Otay Ranch, and we fell to RB Ranch Monarto in La Costa Canyon. But, hey, you know, we're excited to go against a really good football team with some really good talent.
How much of the town of Valley Center is going to be here in Oceanside tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. This is desert season, man. as we were driving in, I saw all these toy haulers pulling out, and we're a pretty desert community. So we'll see. We get a good following.
Yes,
though.
You do.
Yes.
Coach, tell us a little bit about your team. Who are some of your standout guys that we should keep an eye out for today?
Well, you know, our quarterback, Frank Staley, he's been a one-year starter because we had a three-year starter before him in K.J. Mazzetti. So he's pretty much one and done as our quarterback, but he's really talented. He's really good. He's just he's kind of got all those intangibles that you look for in a quarterback. He just finds ways to win, and he's done that for us the last few weeks, made some key throws, and, you know, he just makes things happen. And then our running back free safety, Kyler Ritchie, is
both sides of the ball. Huh?
Yeah, he's rock solid. Last week against Ramona, he carried the ball 41 times for over 200 yards, and he played every down at free safety. So he's just an iron man. So
sounds like it.
You know what that makes me think of? The greatest line ever, the John McKay. You know John McKay
is the
great USC football coach. I've told you this before.
Yeah.
But when Marcus Allen once carried the ball like 46 times in a game, somebody asked him, aren't you worried that he's going to get tired? And John McKay said,
football's not very heavy.
That's right. Rob, you know it.
Yeah.
That's right. The ball's not too heavy. He could carry it 41 times, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If that's what it's going to take to win tonight, you might have him carry it 41
exactly.
more times. Right?
Whatever it takes. And he's game for it. He's a great competitor. So anyway, Tristan Garcia is kind of our leader on defense, plays middle linebacker for us. So, we're excited about tonight.
Coach, in terms of just being the longevity of coaching, and, I mean, we got Herb Meyer's name up on this stadium, and I know you coached against Herb back in the days, but how has the game changed in your mind from, I don't know, the last time I saw you, which was in a championship game, by the way, at the stadium, between you guys and Borrego Springs, I think
Brawley.
It was. Brawley. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know what I remember about that game? I called the game. That was Kirk Morrison's first ever game doing color commentary.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And it was a great game. You guys ended up winning like 32-28,
yeah,
something like
that.
It was
a three-point game, yeah.
Great, great game.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, you've had a lot of fun over the years, but I'm sure you've had to kind of adjust along with the kids and the way it goes.
Yeah.
Still doing that? Enjoying that?
Yeah. No, I still love the game, and I love the grind, because it is a grind. Yeah. I mean, at this time of year, you know, you're just kind of putting one foot in front of the other trying to get to the next thing. But, no, it's been great. You know, probably the biggest thing, yeah, is just the way you coach kids now. You can't coach them like you used to, you know. And as we look at Herb, you know, and I'm an intense guy, and Herb was Mr. Intensity.
Yeah,
it's tough to coach like that anymore. So you kind of got to dial back a little bit and talk to the kids a little bit more. And, you know, that is kind of just where we're at right now. And, you know, it's a work in progress for me.
Clearly, you've done a decent enough job. You're still doing this long after coaching this long. You talk about that adjustment, though, because at what point did it change to where you couldn't ride the guys as much and you kind of had to, as you said, talk to them a little bit more, have more conversations?
Yeah, I would say probably within the last 5 or 10 years, it probably has gotten that way a little bit more. But there are some kids that really want to be coached
hard still. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, you got to kind of feel your way through that in relationships, and you kind of got to know who you can coach hard and who you got to talk to. And yeah, that's kind of the art of coaching.
That is one of the great arts of it, and Rob Gilster's been doing it as well as anybody in San Diego County for the last couple of decades at least. I don't want to give your age.
I'm old. Let's just put it that way. I'm old.
So am I.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, thanks so much for dropping by. Best of luck tonight to the Jaguars. Have fun tonight. Good luck moving forward in the playoffs.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys.
Great having you on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.